Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm good, Taryn. Thank you. Sam may be out of the house, but today I'm going to send it in his honor, and I'm looking forward to talking about everything that happened yesterday.
Yes. Yes. It was day 45 in the house, and we are going to talk about everything that happened on these Big Brother 21 live feeds. And it was a good day overall.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. It was exciting to try to figure out exactly what was happening, how everyone was thinking, because we had this massive blow up that you talked about yesterday. Everything shifted around. And so now trying to put together the pieces of where everybody's heads are at was really, really fun.
Yes, yes. So we're still seeing a lot of fallout from the six blow up. We're still seeing the plans for the nominations. We're going to see the nominations themselves. They're mostly happy nominations. I said yesterday that I did not want to see certain nominations, so we'll talk about it. But we're going to get to it all. So one of the events of the day here, we saw bits and pieces of it, but I want to start the day with this. Jack is going to have a couple of conversations with Sis about Christy, and that, like, thinking about the events of the past few days and the fact that he was approached by Jackson, and he eventually sold Jackson out to Tommy, which went to Christy, and things did not seem great based on that. That things really blew up because of that. And Jack has kind of regretted the fact that he sold out Jackson. He feels like he kind of maybe screwed that one up a little bit, and maybe he jumped the gun, and maybe he shouldn't have sold Jackson out. And he kind of blames Christy for all of it. And he kind of feels like, you know what, Christy kind of was probably at fault for all of this. And I feel like she was double dealing. I feel like it's mostly all true. The work that Tommy had done to sort of brainwash him into believing that Christy was innocent kind of going away. And Sis is like, well, what do we do about it? And he says, I don't even say it right now, but we're going to do something about it.
But I'm not going to say it. I think in terms of his, like, feeling sort of regret and betrayed, I think the exact quote he said, I feel like I had a big old wiener on my forehead. So that's the type of language that Jack's used to talk about the situation. And I just thought that specifics needed to be noted.
Well, you know, at least he wasn't saying that he was, like, stabbed in the brain by some sort of, like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Sword. It's, I guess, a little bit more PC than the violence that he tends to go with.
Honestly, though, I think I prefer the violence. I think I'd stick with, because we're going to get some Jackson talk about Christy with the same kind of language, and I feel like violence is better. Let's keep with the violence.
Okay, all right. Well, nice to know your preferences. I think the other thing, you know, about the situation is, yes, we definitely start to see the cracks form, and part of that is due to, obviously, the events that transpired, but, you know, Sis and Nick also are sort of going along with this idea that, like, Christy is the one to blame, and, you know, she's not blameless in this situation, despite what Tommy says.
Yes, yes. So Christie's game, still, she's still struggling for air on that side of things, at least. She does still have Kat kind of pulling for her on the other side of things. So that's one thing, I guess. Although Kat is not working toward the same thing that Christie does at the moment. But that is a connection I could see coming back into play after this week. So Jess is going to have her HOH talks. And she's going to start with Nick, and Nick comes up, and we're finally getting some sense of where Nick stands in this game. Because as we talked about before, prior to Sam's eviction, he was telling Sam, he was telling Cliff, he was telling everyone, and he might as well have been telling himself, that he was really going to win HOH and try to appease the group of six. And he was talking with Cliff about this, and it did seem like he was willing to work against the six if they broke up, but until that point, he needed to appease them. However, when the whole Sam thing happened, it does appear that that broke things open enough that Nick feels comfortable actually making a move against the six. And we're going to see some few confirmations of that throughout the day. He is still doing his best to be like, hey, Jack, I love you. I would never go against you. But he's also going to the other side and telling them, oh, no, they could become the six again. We need to stick together and be against them. He's starting to remind me of like early days Paul from Big Brother 18, like after he lost Victor and was like on the outs and just like that brief period of time where he was just a rat that ran back and forth and like was learning the game. That's how I feel like Nick is right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely playing the rat game in this instance. And so that was really fun to watch him over the course of the day, because I know you and Puya talked about like him really associating with the cool kids. But it seems like more and more, especially given this week's circumstances with Jess being in power, he really is just trying to appease them in this moment. Not saying he wouldn't hop back over there if the opportunity presented itself. However, I think he does recognize the opportunity that they have here to take out one of the members of the six. And so he is working a lot to still maintain the connections that he has with the cool kids. But at the same time, I mean, you hear him talk with Jess about like, I'm with you, I'm solid, I'm with you. And I do believe him in this week. He is solid with the outsiders.
Yes. And Nicole is going to sort of clock where he is later in the day, explaining it to Jess, that Nicole is able to sort of recognize, yeah, I think Nick is with us, but I think he's also with them. And I think that he's just going to continue to play up each side until he finds a place to land. So I think that's completely accurate. I do think he prefers the Cliff side of things. And he is being more honest with Jess and Cliff and them than he is with the other side. So that's something, but he is keeping those options open for when or if, you know, that side gets further weakened and he might need to jump over to them again. So I would watch out for Nick in the future.
Yeah, I think it's nice to see that the other side is still the outsiders are still clocking him, because I think Cliff said it also, like, oh, mm-hmm. if he gets the opportunity, he's going to go back to the six. And So, you know, they do trust him in this moment for now, but they're wary of him. And I like that. I appreciate that they have that type of perception of his behavior.
Cliff and Nicole, they're very smart. I'm really enjoying them. Now that they're actually getting numbers on their side, I feel like they can do some real damage here, as long as they survive this week.
Shh, Lord, don't. No, manifest here. Okay? Shush, Perrin.
So Nick is talking with Jess. He explains that he's playing it up with the other side, but he's really with Jess and Cliff and Nicole and Kat, and they need to stick together because the six might come back together. He will do whatever she wants with the veto. He'll vote however she wants. He's with them. He's with them completely. And Jess is like, cool.
Yeah, the Jess HOH conversations were a little brutal, because listening to Jess for hours and hours and hours was difficult, especially because she just sort of rambles for very long periods of time. Like, I'm trying to take notes on the conversation. I'm like, what is she even talking about?
Yes.
Like, she was trying to get information. but she does it in such a roundabout way that takes like minutes and minutes and minutes of just her blabbing. It's very confusing.
I really like, that's always been Jess, like all season long, but I've always I felt like when now she's HOH and she has a clear plan, surely like these strategy conversations are not just going to be these roundabout. No, they are. And Nick, even in this, like, I was frustrated listening to Nick's response because he was being so rude, but like, I almost can't blame him. He's just like, okay. What did she even say to Nick? She said a lot of things, a lot of things.
Okay, this is my first bullet point I have for notes. Jess rambles about something about Nick's position. Like, that was as much as I could discern from the first part of this conversation.
It was like a half-hour conversation, too.
Oh, my God, it was so long. I was like, when is this going to... Oh, this one was brutal to listen to. But, I mean, I think we kind of got the general gist, perhaps.
She's not putting him on the block.
Yes. And it seems to be the targets were the other six.
Yeah.
I think that's what I learned.
All right. So that goes down with Nick. She is going to eventually sort of get a script. She starts the basics of it with Nick, but when she gets down to Jack, we'll get the full script. Tommy is going to talk with Kat. He cries to her, apologizing for his part in the potential flip on Thursday. Kat accepts his apology. She's very glad that he apologized. Tommy also says that he is not going to be able to work with Jackson anymore, that he was holding Jackson's secrets for him. And then he found out that Jackson was saying that Jack can't trust Tommy or Sis. And so the trust is broken and he can't go back.
Yeah, this was a good demonstration of Tommy's acting skills. Because I'm so confused. Like, okay, Tommy.
I totally don't think you know Holly.
Yeah, I was so confusing. Okay, Tommy. But, you know, I don't know. Kat seems to, at least in this moment, appears to buy it. Although she does seem to be generally with the outsiders, at least for this moment. But yeah, that was a very funny conversation.
Yeah. Kat is later going to say that she would target Sis over Tommy to Holly. But then later in the day, she talks to Jess and she says that if we need a replacement nominee, mm-hmm. she might choose Tommy. She likes Tommy, but she might choose him because he was a part of the vote flip. So maybe that's an excuse. But she kind of is wavering back and forth on Tommy versus Sis. And really, it should be an obvious Tommy. But I do think that he's gotten enough in with her that she... And Sis, she hates Sis enough that like it kind of mm-hmm. evens out the scales.
Yeah, exactly.
So that happens there. Jack is going to talk with Jess in the HOH room. Jack he's going to be like, hey, I'm going to name some names. You ready? Here we go. Jackson.
Whoa. Boom.
Boom.
He just did that.
Names. I haven't named any names before. Just name some. Just boom. Jackson.
I don't know if you've heard of him.
He explains a little bit of what happened with the vote flip, that Jackson came to him and said that Holly and Kat knew each other. And that's why there was a potential vote flip. Jess says, I understand that. I was upset that nobody came to me. Nobody felt like my vote was important in the vote flip. And I've kind of felt like nobody has felt like my vote was important all season long. Nobody's ever really talked to me about my vote in this game.
She's not wrong.
She's not. So then we get the speech that Jess is going to give everyone that comes up into the HOH room from this point on. She says, look. There was a 9, an 8, and a 6, and I wasn't a part of any of them. And up until this point, all of the HOHs, they have been disrespected all season long. And you know what? What happened in the past is none of my business. I don't need to know any of it. I just know about right now.
Yeah, I loved this concept of the HOHs being disrespected, because it starts and then continues throughout the day and then seems to permeate to the way other people felt about their HOHs. Like Holly, for example, I just felt so disrespected during my HOH during the vote flip situation.
She's right. I was disrespected.
Yeah. Yeah. That's disrespectful. Sure.
Oh, man. So... This stance in particular, the it's none of my business stance, is really what irked me a little bit, because we know that Jack now has a ton of dirt on Christy. He is anti-Christy. We know that Christy is still suspicious of Jack. She is very anti-Jackson. She has a lot of information to spill. Sis, I'm sure, would spill her guts if prompted. Jackson has a ton of information. Nick has a ton of information. But Jess is not really asking for information. She's just talking at people, and she's hearing what they're saying, but she's not responding to what they're saying, if that makes sense.
Okay, I think she was trying to get information, because her approach was along the lines of like, well, no one told me what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I'm just trying to make the best decision, but I don't know what's going on. So instead, she's not asking for information. She's saying, I don't know what happened, and then hoping that the person will inform her on what happened.
But then when they start to, she says, oh, but it's none of my business.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know, maybe then she's going to like internalize it.
It's like deep reverse psychology. Like, don't tell. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Was it Johnny Mac reverse psychology on Vanessa? Like, I don't know. She's a genius, perhaps.
Yes. So she's not really going to get a ton of information from Jack here at all. She does let him know that he might end up on the block here, mm-hmm. but he is not her target. So don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, I can't sit here and tell you aren't, you know, in consideration for going up on the block. Notably, Jack no longer respects Jess's journey. Okay. Which he said before. Now he's no longer saying. So, you know, I don't know what that means. But yeah, I mean, Jess, like, yeah, I don't know. It was just such a nothing conversation.
Mm-hmm. Kat is going to go and talk to Jackson and give him the heads up that he's probably going up on the block. He apologizes for everything, that he trusted the wrong people and he really screwed up, and he's very, very sorry. He put Kat's game in danger. It's all his fault. He's still in sulk mode.
Yes. Yeah. So Jackson was in sulk mode for most of today, which I think was mostly real, but then part a little bit of an act maybe later on in the day. But here in this situation, like, I think he genuinely means it when he apologizes to Kat, and she does accept his apology. You know, she talks about later, though, that like she still holds things against him personally, although she doesn't have any game beef with him. So it seems like at least for now, Kat and Jackson are on an OK page.
Yes, it's the kind of apology that's able to be genuine, because it's not actually there's somebody else at fault. Like, yes. I'm really sorry. I trusted somebody else and they screwed us over, and it was my fault for trusting them, but it's really their fault.
Right. Still tries to absolve himself of like any guilt that he could have because he was influenced by other people. So mm-hmm. like his wrong decision was trusting the wrong people, not what he did to Kat. So like that's the distinction.
Not quite understanding that Kat also trusted the wrong people in him, because he trusted the wrong people. That's a chain of how that works. She says it's okay, though. She says, you'll be fine. You're going to go up on the block. You're fine with Jess, though. You'll have the votes to stay. Here's just one piece of advice. Don't go too hard on Christy with Jess. Don't try to throw Christy under the bus too much.
Yeah, I mean, because Jess is good with Christy and apparently seems to believe everything that Christy says. And she said, oh my God, Jess said something absolutely ridiculous later. Christy has never not kept her word. I don't peg her as someone who plays a dirty game. So like, that's Jess's opinion of Christy. And so that like suggestion, I think, is like warranted from Kat. Like, Christy and Jess are good.
Right. So I'm wondering now, like, because we've heard a lot from Kat about how Christy is trustworthy. She said that a lot. And I'm trying to remember now, has she only said that to Jess? Is she trying to, is she only saying that because she thinks that Jess will be mad at her if she says she doesn't trust Christy? I can't remember if she said it to Holly.
I don't know. I don't remember. But maybe. And I'm not entirely sure if just Kat doesn't want to rock the boat in this situation, because like things are balancing in a very delicate way right now in terms of who's aligning with who. So I don't know. Maybe this is just an attempt to not upset the homeostasis.
Yeah, I feel like I remember Kat also mentioning to Holly that she kind of feels like Christy's like a straight shooter, like kind of type. Although she has also thrown Christy under the bus to her in the past. I don't know. It's a very, Kat is so all over the place all the time, because just last week she wanted Nicole out, and now Nicole is like one of her closest allies again. So
yeah, who knows? I don't know. Probably related to Area 51, I'm sure.
Probably. Jess is going to talk with Christy and give her the same speech. There was a 9, there was an 8, there was a 6. I wasn't part of any of them. It's none of my business. Christy says she supports Jess's move. Jackson and Jack on the block. She would want Jackson to go in that scenario. Jess says that she would want the nominations to remain the same. Christy says she'd be willing to throw the veto if need be. And she is certainly willing to help keep the nominations the same. She will not use her power. She will not disrespect Jessica's HOH.
Yeah, don't disrespect the HOH. I mean, Christy is like, if you were just to watch this conversation and you didn't really know anything else of what was going on, Christy seems very, very genuine. And so the fact that Jess has had very few strategic conversations in general, I think I can understand why Jess would believe Christy in this instance. However, like I'm still a little nervous if certain circumstances play out that Christy would use the Diamond Power of Veto. But that remains to be seen, depending on how the veto win shakes out.
Yes. So it's important to understand that Christy in this moment thinks that she's still in control of the house. She thinks she has the numbers, and we'll get to this later. But she thinks that she not only has Kat on her side to evict Jackson, she thinks that she has Holly on her side, that Holly is willing to let Jackson go. And she also thinks she has Nick, which means that she feels like she has plenty of votes to keep Jack safe and to send Jackson home. So she thinks that she's winning by having Jess put Jackson on the block. She thinks that this is all part of her own plan and that she doesn't even need to use her power and shake things up. And so she is very happily just like, yeah, I'm told I support whatever you want. I will not use my power. Everything's going to go according to my plan.
Yeah, exactly. And part of the reason why she thinks she has the other votes is because Nick has done a great job of still sucking up to them, saying like, oh, yeah, you know, like Jackson's going, would go home, blah, blah, blah. And then Holly spent a significant amount of time before nominations separated from Jackson. So Jackson was off like sulking somewhere off feeds. And then Holly is, you know, talking to other people and still like, although she was interacting with the HOH room, like Jess and stuff a lot, but whatever.
Later in the day, anyway, yeah.
So she's like separated from Jackson. And so I think that's why Christy believes that Holly would be willing to vote Jackson out.
Yes. And I think we're understanding more and more about what happened Thursday night and why they decided to not go through with the vote flip. I mentioned yesterday that it had a lot to do with Holly, which I think is correct. Holly did a good job of being like, Jackson made those decisions. Jackson said those things. I did not. And that gave them enough hesitation, along with, I think, a fight between Jackson and Kat, which allowed Kat to sort of reinforce the idea that I am anti-Jackson. I'm still anti-Jackson. And Christy still believes that, even though there's no reason to. Sure, she's saying a lot of those things, but they still believe that Kat and Holly know each other. And if that's the case, then obviously Kat is not going to go against. Although, to be fair, she's done it in the past. To be fair, like, she has genuinely wanted Jackson out before, and she has always been the stopper that has prevented the outsiders from getting any leverage. So there's not really a ton of reason to believe that she wouldn't be that stopper again. And she absolutely could be if she wanted to. It's just that she finally is now deciding this is the time to make my move.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. When Kat has consistently worked with you in the past, you're going to make the assumption that she will then work with you again. And given the fact that there was this fight between Kat and Jackson, I mean, it does kind of make sense.
Yes. All right. So Kat is going to talk with Holly. and she tells her about the Jack and Jackson plan. Now remember from yesterday, I'm waiting all day for somebody to be like, hey, wait a minute though. What if the veto is used on Jack and Christy uses her power? What happens then? I was hoping that Holly would be that person, especially because she has a lot of vested interest in keeping Jackson safe, but she does not. She's like, okay, cool. Jackson's going to be safe because we have the votes. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. So this is what I was hoping for. That they actually sat down and talked about, okay, given this scenario, what would happen? If this happened, let's talk through where the votes would be. But that, I mean, it happened a little bit after the nominations, but not before. I don't think they realize, like, what... This is an okay move if the Diamond Power veto wasn't in play. But the fact that you have the Diamond Power veto here, it's really risky to put up Jackson. And Jess has even said multiple times, oh, I'd be devastated if Jackson went home. Why are you putting him on the block? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you know this, but when you go on the block, you could have the potential to go home. And if you don't go on the block, you won't go home, right? So I didn't really understand that logic, given the fact that everyone, yes, at the moment, they have the votes to keep Jackson. But if something goes wrong, you still have that twist that everybody knows about. So it was just like frustrating to see them not sort of get to that next step of the thought process of like, okay, but what if that happened though? So I get it with the frustration.
Apparently we need Vanessa in the house to run through scenarios with some Skittles or M&Ms or whatever it was. Or you know what? Even Jose. I think. Yeah. Jose scenarios. He would be able to help them out. Nobody is thinking this through. And it's very frustrating because sure, everything looks fine now, but there's a lot of time before the veto ceremony. And yeah. It's a lot. Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll get there. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Okay, so Kat is saying it needs to be a secret that Jack is the target to prevent Christy from using her power, because if Christy finds out that Jack is the target, then Christy will use her power, which is absolutely the case, and Christy will confirm that later in the day. So again, that's a lot of time for Christy to not find this out, especially considering Jess's sort of philosophy on lying in the house right now, which we'll get to. So then they start talking about Sis and how Sis was, it turns out Sis was, you know, this kind of part of the people that shut down the vote flip. And so Kat feels conflicted about that, but she still hates Sis and is going to go on a lengthy bashing session against Sis. I know one of the quotes from this conversation made the rounds yesterday in terms of like, oh, stan Kat for trashing Sis. That was that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because you'd see this duality of like, oh, well, I guess it wasn't her fault. So I guess I feel bad that I called her names, but at the same time, she's garbage and I don't like her.
Yeah. And it's like Holly was saying, like, oh, she's going to be successful on Instagram and all of these things. And Kat was just like, you know what, though? She's not even that hot. I have a bunch of hotter friends than Sis. She's not attractive. She's not going to be successful out of the house. Like, Kat really hates Sis.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like, oh, yeah, she'll be successful on Instagram for what, like the month she's relevant?
Yeah. That was, I think, funny. That was the quote. Yeah.
That was really good.
But she also talked about how she's not hot. And then so Kat says that Sis is her next target. That if she won HOH next week, she would go after Sis. Probably. She says that to Holly at the very least. She's talked to other people about maybe wanting to go after Jackson at that point, but we'll see. And she's also talked about Tommy. So, but she has a deep hatred for Sis. So I would not count Sis out as a target for Kat.
Yeah, Kat is a bit of a wild card, but you know, one thing that's really been consistent, her hatred for Sis and her lack of Instagram ability.
Yes. Tommy talks to Jess and it's just the same. I mean, Tommy does more like weepy sort of like, oh, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with you.
I just love you so much.
And Jess does the same. There's a 9, there's an 8, there's a 6. And I wasn't a part of any of them. And look, it's none of my business. And HOHs have been disrespected. So,
yeah, put that on loop because we heard that a lot. So, you know, usual spiel. Run it again.
Yep. So then Sis comes crying into the HOH room as well. Sis, who has been having a bad day. Sis has talked about wanting to go home. She's just having like one of those emotional sort of days where things are not going well for her. So she comes crying into the HOH room. They keep talking to Jess like she's like their mom. I think Sis is even going to say like, you're like my older aunt or something. Like she is like really condescending, I think, in some ways, because Jess is only what, like 10? Oh, no, actually, she is like 16 years older.
Because she lied about her age.
I forget. It worked. 30-ish worked. She's 38, but I keep thinking she's like 32.
30-ish, you know, technically 30-ish.
All right. So maybe not quite as insulting from Sis, but we'll get Jess's opinion on that. But Sis is going to confide in Jess about how she's feeling and all of that stuff. And, you know, honestly, probably does a decent job of keeping herself potentially from being, I mean, both Sis and Tommy are potential renoms if Jack comes off the block and Christy does not use her power. And so they are both like tugging at Jess's heartstrings right now. I don't think they realize how in danger they might be if that's the case, but they're both inadvertently trying to do some work to make sure that Jess doesn't want to put them on the block.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that, you know, both of their approaches is from this emotional perspective of like, oh my gosh, I just got so confused and I don't know what's happening and like, oh, just like, woe is me. And I think that I mean, I don't know what else they can do in that situation. Yeah. So I guess that's what they've chosen to go with.
Yeah, and to be clear, Tommy's is intentional and Sis's was genuine.
Yeah.
She goes downstairs and continues to cry and gets comforted by other people as well. So at this point, Jack has gone down and he's explained that he's going up on the block and all of that stuff. And so everybody feels totally cool with what's happening because they think that they have the votes to keep Jack and send Jackson home. Jess does the same thing. There was a 9, there was an 8, there was a 6. I wasn't a part of any of them. It's none of my business. HOHs have been disrespected. Okay. Then we get to Jackson. Finally, Jackson. Jackson goes up and this is my last chance because everybody's been in Nicole's nowhere to be found. Cliff is just hanging out, you know, minding his own business. We've got, you know, Kat's running around talking to other people. She loves this plan. She's definitely not going to see that there's a problem with it. My only hope at Holly now knows the information. She hasn't figured it out that it's bad. My only hope is that Jackson is able to really just convince Jess that he is on the side of anybody but the 6 and that he's not worth putting on the block. This is my only hope that he can really just get through to Jess. And he starts doing a decent job. He goes in, look, I'm just going to be real straight with you. You know, I'm just going to explain where I came from with all of this. And I just want you to, you know, if you have any questions for me, I'll answer anything you want, anything at all. Giving her the whole history books of the 7 kingdoms of the 6. We'll get there. And so he says, okay, so here's what happened. Here's what happened. I was approached by multiple sources all kinds of different sources, and they were confirming the same story to me over and over that there was, wait, I'm not supposed to say, Christy, there was a person that was targeting me. And so I decided that I wanted to go to the person that I trusted most, and that was Jack. And look, when Sam told me all of this information, he said he didn't even want me to say anything to anyone, but then he went and told Jack. So then I felt comfortable talking to Jack. So I talked to Jack and I told him all of this stuff, and I told him that we needed to do something about this. And Jack said that he didn't believe it. He said that, oh, they've been conspiring and trying to make up this plan to convince me and lie to me. And they were coming up with lies. And I was just like, no, that's not the case. Because, you know, you're saying that Cliff had come up with this from week two. You're saying that Kat and Cliff have been conspiring together. No, it's that, you know. That's not the case. This is true information. It's true information. And here, and, you know, here's where this came from, the Kat thing. It's day two. I came in. I walked into the house and I saw a lot of people from New England. And I was like, oh, there are a lot, you know, there have been twists before where people know each other. And so I was like, what if people know each other? I mean, there was a guy from my school, just who went to school with me, just 1 year above me. And so I was like, oh, some of these people might know each other. And I thought, I floated the idea out there to Jack. Hey, maybe Kat and Holly know each other. And so then yesterday I was just bringing it up again as like a, hey, and they might know each other. And this is the lie that he's prepared with Holly and Kat to try to cover up the fact that he totally screwed the pooch on that one. And so that's what I said. And then he burned me. He went and he told them, and I screwed up, and there's nothing I can do about it. I screwed up. I trusted the wrong person. He burned me. He's burned me twice now. There's nothing I can do moving forward. And that's just where I'm at. And so look, if you have any questions, Jess, any questions at all, I will answer any question you want. I will be completely open and honest with you. And Jess says, okay, well, here's the thing. There was a 9, there was an 8, and there was a 6, and I wasn't part of any of them, and really, none of this is any of my business. So, thank you, Jackson, but I don't really have any questions.
Oh my god, it was so disappointing. I couldn't believe it. It's like, no. Can you not do that? Apparently, Cliff and Nicole's concern about Jess's 101 talks were warranted, not because she said too much information, because she wasn't able to take advantage of a completely open book. It was like, you see it laying there, you're like, no thanks. Well, you know, I just don't want to touch it. No, this is important information. And what is insane is that she had talked about earlier, she was like, I have to gather information so I can make the best decision. And yet here you are presented with this treasure trove of information and you choose to actively ignore it. Like, why? Oh, it was frustrating.
Yeah. And that's about when the feeds cut for the nominations. So my hope that this would not go down was basically extinguished. She did let Jackson know that if he went up, he would not be a target, and says, like, all right, it's done. So Jack and Jackson are going to be nominated for eviction. And it feels so simple to me that, like, it's so unnecessary. There's no point in putting Jackson on the block other than to try and just, like, keep everything hidden until later in the week when things are going to be exposed anyway. If things go wrong, that's going to be upsetting.
Yeah. So I have a few opinions about this. So first of all, again, I get this move from the perspective of if the Diamond Power of Veto didn't exist, because mm-hmm. then let's say, for example, Jack wins, or one of the four wins, pulls Jack off. It doesn't matter. Christy or Jess can renom one of the others because they can't keep them all safe. And you then still keep the house divided because you have Jack and Jackson. So it continues to pit those two sides against each other. So I get it. So you continue to, like, break them apart. So then hopefully they wouldn't be able to get back together after they made it through this week. So I get it if the Diamond Power Veto didn't exist. But like we talked about earlier, the contingency plan, because the Diamond Power Veto exists, has not been worked through from their perspective. Jess just keeps treating this like, oh, the noms are going to stay the same. The noms are going to stay the same. I don't know if you know this, but the noms may not stay the same. And they haven't prepared for that situation and haven't thought it through. Like, I know that you want to try to keep the peace, I guess, in this moment and keep the two sides at each other, sides at each other. But with the Diamond Powder Veto, it's just so risky. So I hope, fingers crossed, everything works out. But this might end up biting her in the butt by putting up Jack and Jackson.
Yes. And to be clear here, the reasoning behind this move is to keep Christy appeased, and Jess feels like she has, and Jess and Kat both feel like they have a good enough relationship with Christy that they can convince her to not use the power, and that Jess thinks that she can trust Christy to not use the power. Jess said, oh, Christy gave her word. She wouldn't go back on that. Jess genuinely feels like there's no way Christy would use the power, and that's why she feels comfortable making this move. But we know that there's no way she should feel comfortable. Of course Christy is willing to go back on her word on this one. And she said as much later in the day. If she feels like Jack is in trouble, she will use her power. And even if she doesn't feel like Jack is in trouble, if she wins the veto herself, she might just use the power for the hell of it. So it is a very, very wrong move to trust Christy here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so by putting up two of the four, at least you remove the uncertainty of whether or not Christy would use her power. The problem is that they're operating under the assumption that there's no way that Christy would use her power, when in reality, it's definitely still up in the air, depending on how the veto plays out. And so it's much more difficult to contend with that uncertainty than it would if you just put the two up, you know, she's going to use it. Fine, you can deal with that twist. But if they have to scramble because they, for some reason, think that Christy isn't going to use it, although I can see based on the conversation why Jess would believe her, but she shouldn't, they're going to have to scramble and deal with then Christy all of a sudden using her power. And if it ends up being a surprise where it happens at 11 before the veto ceremony at like noon, like that could be a real problem.
Yeah. You have to worry about, even if she did promise, if she gets paranoid that she might go up, then of course she might just use it. And I'm seeing a lot of people, buying into Jess's mentality of like, no, she would be stupid to use it. That would make her a big target in the house. She is a huge target in the house. In my opinion, it would be incredibly stupid of her to not use the power under almost any circumstance, because let's look at this situation from the eagle-eyed point of view here. If Jack wins the veto and Christy does not use her power, we see Tommy go up and Tommy goes home. That's terrible for Christy. Let's say Christy has the opportunity to even just use her power in the first place. Like maybe she wins the veto and she can either not use it to respect Jess's HOH, or she can use the veto and use her power. And if she uses the veto and uses her power, she can put up Nicole. She said she would put up Nicole or Cliff or whoever. And then obviously then Jackson goes home, or even if they decide Cliff or Nicole would go home, that's great for her. If she doesn't use her power, if the veto is not used, if Jack goes home instead of Jackson, she's also screwed, because now Jackson is in the house and he's gunning for Christy. She just lost her biggest meat shield and the entire house is against her. Like, that's pretty terrible too. And she just got betrayed by the entire house. Like, it really behooves her to make sure that Jackson leaves this week. If Jackson leaves, she is in a much stronger position moving forward. There's no reason for her not to use this power. And the only person she really pisses off by using it is Jess, who can't compete next week.
Because she disrespected her HOH.
Yeah.
I mean, Christy recognizes that she needs Jack to stay and she needs Jackson to go. And like, she says later on this evening about, I have to feel 100% certain that this is going to happen for me to not use my power. And I think that she is just somebody who is very convincing. You know, she's somebody who, that's why she's been able to be so effective. When she's sitting there and she says, honestly, I just feel like blah, blah, blah. You're just like, yeah, she said honestly. That means she's being honest. And you can buy into the stuff that she is saying, you know, in her pitch of saying, I'm not going to use it. So I can see it. She is very convincing. But I mean, we have the evidence from her talking to Tommy that she will use the power if she feels like anything is wrong.
Yeah. And people are saying like, oh, no, she'd be breaking her word and she'd be pissing off the whole house. She's already a target of the whole house. And she has the very good excuse of, I'm not breaking my word. You guys told me that Jack was safe and that Jackson was leaving. You guys were lying to me. Of course, I'm going to go back on what I said before. I said that under the assumption that you guys were not lying to me. And so who is going to start targeting her that wasn't before?
Yeah.
Nobody except for maybe Jess.
She disrespected her HOH.
If anything, I think that people will start running back to her. People like Nick will see, oh, well, that failed. I'm running back to the power. People like even Cliff might start jumping ship. Certainly Kat and Holly will. And they'll continue to try to work on, you know, Kat and Holly are afraid to vote Jackson out, are afraid to keep vote to keep Jackson this week because they're afraid of exposing themselves to Christy. If that situation doesn't happen, they will continue to pretend to work with Christy and they won't target her themselves. They will continue to, just pick off other people, I think. This whole situation, like it really, really, I'm also seeing like, oh, they're not going to vote for her in jury, which like, this is definitely not the one move that's going to prevent her from winning jury votes. That's absurd to me.
I mean, the thing is that everything in this house right now is just balancing so precariously that any one little thing could shift it in a completely different direction. And you see Christy and Tommy gather back up their forces, or maybe everything completely shifts in the direction of the outsiders. And you do see Jack go home, you know, like it just feels right now that everything is so, I don't know, I'm feeling like a little bit of anxiety, just nervous about how everything is going to play out because it feels really, just really up in the air. And so there are a lot of different situations that we could see happen based on the way that the events progress in the house. So I don't know whether or not she does or does not use her power. Like, I think it's up in the air still. I will say that. But it does heavily depend on how the veto plays out.
Yeah. And like, I think, again, the thing you have to remember is that Jess and Cliff and Nicole and Kat, they are currently trying to get one over on Christy. They are tricking her. If she sees through the trick and outplays them, like maybe Jess will be mad, but I really don't see Cliff and Nicole being upset that their lies didn't work. You know what I mean? Like I really don't see these people being bitter, especially in the jury, like way down the line about Christy outplaying them in this spot where they were trying to lie to her in the first place. This is not the situation where Cliff, you know, is offering a deal on good faith and then goes back on it in the way that where, like, you know, when he offered that deal to Christy and she was willing to actually stay true to it in that moment, and if he had gone back on it, they would have been super pissed. This is them trying to trick Christy and her saying, no, I didn't get tricked.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess the only person that she doesn't even make a deal with, but the only person that she promises that she won't use it to really is Jess. And I mean, I know Jess is HOH, but like if Jess starts coming after you, I don't know if you're going to be a whole lot of danger.
Yeah. I think it's 100% a no brainer. The power expires this week. She should be protecting her numbers. If Jackson stays in the house and she loses one of her numbers, she is screwed in this game. Like she has a lot more work to do. If she manages to take out one from the other side on another side's HOH, then she is in a very strong position moving forward once again.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, all right. So first thing we get when we get the feeds back from Jack and Jackson being nominated is just saying, man, wouldn't it suck if Jackson left? We'd be really screwed.
Yeah. Oh, hey, maybe you should have thought of that before you made your nominations. Like, why are you just thinking about this now that you would be devastated if he were to leave? Like, OK, whatever.
Yes. She explained to me and I believe him about what happened. And so I think he's with us. So why did
so
you
that's
just
why I put him on the block?
Put him on the block.
Yeah,
no point.
There are these other people that are clearly against us, and I believe that the person, this other person who I put on the block, is actually on our side. So I put them on the block, you know, for fun.
Yeah. I just, if you don't want somebody to go home, you don't put them on the block. It's a pretty simple concept. Holly should have known it with Kat. Jess should know it with Jackson. Man.
Yeah, it's really brutal. And it's brutal to hear about them then consistently say throughout the day that, like, I would be a real bummer if he were to go home, if Jackson were to go home. So I don't know. I can't help him. Get a banner plane or something. But
yeah. Christy, Tommy, and Nick are going to talk about the situation. And here's why things might be okay, because Christy does currently plan on not really using her power. But again, there's so much time in between that, you know, we can't really rely on this. But Christy right now is snowed by Holly and Kat. She thinks that Holly is so on their side. Holly wouldn't even use the veto on Jackson if she won it. Nick is like, are you kidding? They're in a showmance.
Yeah, which, like, Nick, shut up.
But, yeah, okay. Chrissy's like, I don't know. Maybe. I feel like Holly, I have faith in Holly, she says. I have faith in Holly. Christy says that she does not want to use her power unless she wins the veto herself, at which point, you know, then she would, you know, maybe she'd consider nominating Cliff. But she does want Jackson to go home before Cliff, so maybe not Cliff. Maybe, yeah, she's not sure. There's a lot of time left.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left. Yeah, I mean, essentially her, you know, she's still self-preservationist in the sense that she, if she uses the power and she doesn't have the veto, there is still a possibility that she goes up. And so this conversation was evidence of her definitely wanting to make sure that she would be safe.
Yes. So they continue to talk about Cliff. Cliff is still the boogeyman here. They are blaming everything on Cliff. He is in that sort of honestly, the only thing I can think of right now is the Dan Gheesling spot, where in Big Brother 14, where he was the fall guy for Ian's betrayal, and the, dissolution of the, what do they even call themselves? The five that was the group that was the Quack Pack was the group plus Ian, and the real group was something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or something along those lines. But the betrayal of Frank and Boogie, when they blamed Dan for all of it when it was actually Ian. And so for a long time, Dan was this big target. Cliff is in that spot right now. The Silent Six. Thank you, guys. Cliff is in that spot right now where he is the fall guy for everything that happened to blow up this Big Six alliance. And he is their target moving forward after this week. In fact, he is kind of Tommy and Jack's target this week, if possible. And we'll get to that as well. But at the very least, they want to target him next week. And they're telling all of this to Nick, like, Cliff, he's a genius. He's a mastermind. He managed to split us up, and now he's on the other side, and he's very dangerous, and he's good at competitions. And you know, he walks around like he's injured, but he got four sheep. So you know, we need to go after Cliff. And so they're having all this whole conversation in front of Nick, and then right after this conversation, the feeds cut to Nick and Cliff in the boat room, and we miss the first part of the conversation. So I can't be 100% sure, but the way that they were talking made it sound like Nick gave Cliff the heads up. Hey, they're targeting you. They're blaming you for everything. And so he said, don't worry. So when the feeds came on, he was saying, don't worry. It's not this week. You're safe this week. But next week, and don't worry too, because targets change. And that's what I think is, that's why I think he was telling Cliff, about you're being targeted in the future. Cliff is like, okay, I get it. Like I'm on board. This really felt like a Nick and Cliff sort of like catch up, like, hey, watch out, they're targeting you. It was a very quick conversation. And this is one of the things that really made me feel like, okay, Nick is pretty firmly on the side of the outsiders right now, at the very least.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this was, for me, like one of the conversations that really did solidify the fact that he was with the Outsiders, the fact that he revealed all that information that was just spilled to him. So it's not like he was like, okay, I'm going to sit, think about how to use this information. It was like, no, I just found this out. I'm going to go tell Cliff. Which the hatred of Cliff is really funny because it also seems to manifest in other ways that aren't just game related. Like, how dare Cliff make eggs for the HOH? Like, that was, for some reason, that was just like so foreign. He got up early. He's still in bed in the second song, but no, now he's up making eggs. How dare he make eggs?
And of course, Sis is like, I effing hate Cliff, out of nowhere.
Okay, Sis. Yeah. So anyway, so they dislike him, you know, there's using him as a scapegoat personally, and also in terms of the game and the moves that were being made.
Yeah, it's very vital for Cliff's game that he not only survived this week, but that that things go smoothly and that Jack goes home, because that's when the entire house blows up. And that's when I think Cliff's target can go down. If the status quo stays the same, he's in a lot of danger. And people will be, you know, people like Holly and Kat will be willing to just be like, oh, yeah, it's Cliff.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Don't you want to take out him?
So it's very important. And that's why, like, for Cliff, I just feel like Cliff should have gone to Jess and he should have seen that he not only was he in danger this week, but he's also in danger next week if Jackson doesn't stay in the house. So it's tricky.
I mean, part of the problem with the Outsiders, and they had this issue during Cliff's HOH week, is they didn't have one person who would come down and just be like, look, guys, we need to talk reality, practical situations that are happening right now. They don't like no one. Nick is probably the closest to that. Like, his manic energy is really helpful, I think, for the Outsiders. But they don't have anybody who like will really run through the scenarios. Like, Nick does it a little bit, but just to be like very frank and very honest and very straightforward about this. I mean, I think that the Outsiders have been playing on the outs for so long that they don't really have that confidence to just straight up be like, look, this is the situation. This like is what might happen realistically, Jess, if you go through with these nominations. So I can understand the behavior, but it is still I wish that they would have been more straightforward with this.
Yeah. All right. So Christy is going to talk with Jack. She thinks that Holly might even vote to evict Jackson. Jack doesn't think so. I don't know about that. Christy says, no, it doesn't matter, though, because we've got Nick. We've got Kat. We have the votes. They're locked.
Mm-hmm. Half Nick, half Kat.
Christy and Tommy are going to very quickly after that have a conversation where they both agree that they still think that Kat and Holly know each other. That they really do know each other. That it's true.
Yeah. So this whole, like, do they actually know each other situation was really funny because, like, even the HOH room, like, Jess, it was, like, talking about it in front of Holly. But it's like unclear whether or not anybody believes they really do know each other, or was it the story that Jackson made up on day three, where he thinks that they might know each other? It's very odd.
Yeah. So Jess doesn't believe that they know each other. And Jackson helped sell that story to Jess. Most people in the house are like, OK, it was probably made up. Tommy, though, is sure. No, they still know each other. And he has obviously a lot of reason to believe that that is possible. And so Tommy and Chrissy, they agreed that they know each other. At which point it's just like, okay, so if Kat and Holly know each other, think about it.
I'm telling you, the follow through, it's not there. Like, what does that mean if they know each other?
Both sides right now. Both sides.
Yeah.
But this is what this is honestly, it has to be even worse. And I have to imagine that they're going to eventually come to some sort of conclusion. This is not the case because it's a lot of time to keep up this absurd lie. But they think that they're OK. They know each other. But Kat is a vote for us and Holly might not be. And Kat's going to be voting out Holly's boyfriend. And Kat's with us and Holly's with us and Jackson's not. But they might not be on the same page. And that what they do, they agree. Hey, man, what happened on Thursday was good. We did a good job because what we were able to do was split up that secret trio without even having to vote one of them out.
Wow. Good for us. It's a lot easier to believe what you want to believe. And so they've just concocted what they want the situation to be because it makes it easiest for them, not recognizing that they're truly in danger, and then go along with believing that falsehood.
I have no idea what Holly said to them to convince them that this is like, surely the fight between Kat and Jackson had something to do with it as well. But it's even more absurd to think that Holly is willing to go against Jackson. I've seen plenty of what she said after the fact, but man, what a mistake. I thought it was a mistake to flip the vote in the first place, but definitely a worse mistake to start to flip the vote and then backtrack and then think that everything would be fine because after it, not only after it, but because of it, that the attempted flip helped split apart this group of people. They are so convinced that they're still in control of the game, and they are not.
I mean, kudos to Holly and Nick in this situation. Like, we missed parts of it, obviously. They seem to be convinced, Tommy and Christy, that, they broke up that secret trio.
So that's one of the reasons why I think it's important that Jackson stays, because when Holly and Kat vote to keep Jackson, then that's going to like really blow up the other side of the house, and that trio is going to be the main target heading forward. And they sort of recognize that, but they don't really have another option right now. Tommy and Christy's worried about Jack, and Tommy is like, don't worry about Jack, I've got Jack. And she's like, yeah, but I mean you're really close to Jack, that worries me sometimes. And Tommy's just like, Christy,
of course she's jealous of their relationship.
So we got a little bit of confirmation there that we got some of that here. Cliff is going to talk with Jess and Kat. They all agree that they will be voting to evict Jack. Kat would love to evict Jackson, but this week she will stay on board to evict Jack, and she will keep Jackson around. So that's all set. Jackson is going to talk with Nick. Nick wants to know like what Jackson is planning moving forward. Jackson says he is done with the six. He's not going to bother sucking up to Christy. And Nick says that, hey, I'm here for you. You were there for me when I was in your position, and now I'm here for you now that you're in my position this time. So they have a little conversation there.
Yeah, they're a little bonding sesh, which Jackson, because he's been pouting all day, he like clearly had some like pent up energy, because he like gets really into this conversation. He like sits up in the bed so that he can talk about how like he's not going to suck up to Christy and blah, 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 blah. So he was like super into it. So, I mean, I think that bodes well for Nick and Jackson's relationship.
Yes. So then we get to Jack, Nick, and Sis. Jack is going to propose the very dangerous plan that I talked about yesterday, which is, hey, Cliff is dangerous. Christy has been talking again about these tactical puzzles. We're gonna get to the double. It's gonna be a tactical puzzle, and Cliff is gonna win it. Which still sounds crazy, but we know is actually probably maybe a little bit true. Not the HOH, though. The HOH is very rarely a tactical puzzle. It's usually the veto, if anything. So that's really, they're already, scapegoating Cliff. Now he's also very dangerous coming to the double. So Jack says, wouldn't it be great if we could get Christy to use the power and then we can nominate Cliff and just take Cliff out this week? They would be able to if that happened. Unfortunately, though, Jack says Christy's not willing to use the power right now because she's playing both sides.
Yeah. Nick and Sis also kind of shatter his dreams a little bit of that happening. Like, Nick confirms, like, she's not going to do it. Like, she told me that she's not going to use the power. Sis, I think, said, like, oh, yeah, it doesn't make sense for her to use the power, which it does, but whatever. So this is where I really started to see the cracks between Jack and Christy. Like, to hear Jack talk this way about how he felt with regards to Christy was really interesting.
Yes. And Jack is later going to ask Tommy, like, do you really trust Christy? And Tommy's like,
more than that.
Yeah. Tommy's like, yes. Is there a reason not to? And Jack is just like, no, I just wanted to know. Just wanted to see what you thought about that one. So those cracks are forming. I don't think it's the end of the world if Jackson goes home. I think that Jack is still potentially willing to eventually. But like, if Jackson goes home, we'll have to wait a couple more weeks while the cracks form and then things blow up again. And they might not. I think that we should not rest our hopes on that. We should hope that Jackson stays. Jess is going to talk with Christy. Jess has a conversation with Christy and Tommy in the room. And this is really what worries me about the veto ceremony, because Jess's philosophy on lying to Christy about this thing is not like, I'm going to really sell that Jack is safe and that Jackson is the target. I'm going to like lie to Christy. I'm going to convince her. No, Jess's philosophy is, you know, everyone's kind of assuming that Jackson's the target, and I'm not correcting that assumption.
No, girl, you didn't. Oh, like, oh, what a mad lass. Oh my goodness. She's just going to say like, but I didn't say it was wrong. So, which, when you have Christy saying she needs to be 100% sure that Jackson is going home, I don't know if those two strategies are really going to go well together.
Exactly, exactly. And just in this conversation with Christy and Tommy, she is very cavalier about this whole situation. Like, yeah, Jack was very condescending to me. I'm really anti-Jack. You know, this could be a very close vote. It could be a really tight one. Like, she is really just not heeding the safety warnings about Christy and Tommy. And like I said, there's a lot of time. It's not going to be until like midday to mid afternoon on Monday when the veto ceremony happens. And I have to imagine that if Christy or one of her allies is holding the veto, she is going to go up to Jess and say, we're 100% sure that Jack is safe, right? Otherwise, I might need to use my power. And I don't know if Jess is willing to just straight up lie to her. And even if she is, I don't know if she's capable of selling it to Christy, because even if she was telling the truth, it would be hard to convince Christy to that she was telling the truth. So the fact that she's lying and that she's not a very experienced liar means that's very dangerous, that Christy might just be like, I don't know. No, Brussels sprouts. No.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that someone else, if that conversation were to happen, I'm really hoping there's someone else in that room, a Holly or Kat, that can help to sort of prod this conversation along in the direction that needs to happen in order to prevent Christy from using her power. So I'm just hoping that someone else wins the veto, not that group. So we will never have to deal with this situation, but we shall see.
Yeah. I honestly, it's hard to find a scenario where I know she's saying she's not going to use it right now, but it's hard to find a scenario where she doesn't use it. Like I said, it doesn't really make any sense for her to not use it in the first place. And when she starts questioning and when she starts making sure that things are going to be okay if she doesn't use it, I feel like that's when things are going to break down. And we also have Tommy, Jack, and Sis talking late at night about how, man, they really wish they could get Cliff on the block and take Cliff out this week. That would be fantastic. Maybe they can convince Christy to do it. Right now, Christy doesn't want to, but maybe they can convince her. So there's going to be a few days of them trying to convince Christy to put Cliff on the block. Even if that doesn't happen, she still might use her power to send Jackson home. There's so many ways that this can go wrong. And if they find out that they're being lied to, or if they feel like Jack is in danger in any way, all it takes is for one of them to win the veto. So really what we have to hope is that they don't win the veto, and then we don't have to worry. But we wouldn't even be in this spot if we didn't put Jackson up in the first place.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen. So this is what we have to deal with. I think that, you know, everybody works hard. And if that group sees, the fact that Christy is, I know she's saying she's not going to use it, but I feel like she's predisposed to do so, especially because she's thought about using it so many times. So it's not like, oh, she's never considered this idea before. It would just really suck if she uses it and then Cliff goes on the block, considering the fact that Cliff was the reason why she still has this power in the first place. So that would be poetic justice, I don't think is the right word. Call Stephen Fishback, I don't know, but it would be brutal.
Well, let me say this, because people will come for me for saying like this power shouldn't be, this power should be useless this week. And that's what I was saying 2 weeks ago, is that it's a very situational power. And under most circumstances, it doesn't actually have much impact, and it shouldn't have any impact this week. All they needed to do is put up two of the four and nothing would could possibly go wrong. The problem wasn't letting Christie keep her power. The problem was the move. These nominations are the thing that are giving the power the opening. These nominations are the mistake, not the fact that she had the power in the first place. Although obviously that's a different discussion. But in terms of the power being effective this week, it's because of these nominations, not just the fact that she has it. And again, it should be very simple. Like, the power should be completely useless this week. It should have reached a point where it doesn't matter at all. But they gave it an opening.
I mean, but Jess is operating under the assumption that the power isn't like it's she's almost operating under the assumption that the power doesn't even exist because it's not going to be used. So I support this move if the power didn't exist. Unfortunately, it very much does exist and it very much might be used this week.
Yeah. So. Christy does tell Tommy, this is what, when she says, if she feels like Jack will go home, she'll use her power and put up Nicole. So, that's her current plan. And that could also lead to a tricky situation. So that's her current plan. They want to convince her to put up Cliff, but Nicole is the person that they would put up if she doesn't want to send Cliff home. She would put up Nicole, then it would be Nicole versus Jackson. At that point, Jackson would still probably go home unless the votes flipped around to Nicole, which certainly is possible because we know that Holly and Kat will probably be pushing pretty hard for Nicole to go. So Holly and Kat will be like, hey, we can bring Jackson back on board. We can reunite the six. Like, that's what I'm worried about if that happens. And then Nicole might go home in that spot. Again, we have to just hope that none of them win the veto, and then we'll talk about these worst case scenarios once that happens. But man, I just wish they didn't leave this opening there in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I think is giving me maybe the anxiety, because it's like, oh, it could be so good. Like, this could be so good if, I don't know, Nick wins veto, doesn't change the nominations. You get the blind side of the Jack group. Like, that would be so absolutely amazing. But there's still this nervousness just based on the veto competition of things may drastically change by the time we get there.
Yes. All right. That's what we have for you. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Liana?
Yeah, I have a few things. So one, Jackson, they're all about Jackson. So he talked about winning the veto and not using it to take himself off the block. So that was like a really lovely decision.
He, like Dustin before him, wanted to be the courtesy flush to Jack on the way out.
Oh my God, which that would be so funny. I mean, I don't think Holly would let it happen. She talks about Nick, like, we'll cross that bridge. Like, we'll talk him off the cliff when we get there. And then the other thing that he wanted to do in his eviction speech, I think is what it was, is he wants to say that Christy and Jack are exes.
Yes.
That was like his big plan, which for some reason, that sounds less far-fetched than the fact that Christy is Tommy's aunt's ex, because I don't know, it's more confusing. But yeah, that's what he was planning on going with, which would be absolutely hilarious if he decided to do that.
Yes. If he is still on the block come eviction night, he wants to blow up Christy's game and say that Christy and Tommy had dated. Leave it to Jackson to come up with that one.
Love Jackson so much. I don't know. It would be entertaining, that's for sure. And then they were talking, like, him and Holly were just debating the merits of whether or not people would believe that lie. Like, well, I don't know, maybe, because he says he's been hung up on his ex and he's like obsessed with her. So that was his plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Thank you for joining us today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. The veto will happen today, so we will know the results by tomorrow, and I will be able to give you either the good news or the bad news. And we'll start running through all the scenarios once that happens. We can just hope. Look, we've got Jess, Jack and Jackson competing. So Jess and Jackson are both people that will pick good people to play for them. Mm-hmm. there are only four people that can't win the veto, and the odds of them getting drawn, like odds are that only one of them will get drawn. So it'll be a 4-2. That's most likely scenario. And we have some pretty good competitors, you know, Jackson, if it's questions, in any way, then Jess, will be able to, do really well. Should we know that she's really good at those? Although Jack is as well. Cliff is there for tactical puzzles. So hopefully we have a good veto draw and things will be all right. Hopefully none of the four get drawn. And it's 5v1.
Yeah, that would be best case scenario, I think. Or somehow, I don't know, Jack gets injured and can't participate, or they decide to use, I don't know, chickens for the veto competition this week and Jack is allergic to chickens and can't participate. I don't know. That would be probably the ideal situation. But we'll see. I will be awaiting with bated breath the outcome of the veto competition.
Oh, I think the feeds just went down to pick players.
Exciting. It's happening. Okay. Manifest.
I'm also seeing in the chat that we have some drone images from the backyard or something.
Do we know what the prompt looks like?
People saying that it looks like a catapult competition.
Okay. Nick?
Chickens? Why are people saying chickens?
No,
where's this information coming from?
No, I don't know. I said chickens because used sheep last week, and it's like, oh, well, you can't be allergic to sheep. Are you sheep allergic to chickens? I don't know.
I saw catapult and chickens, and I was like, oh boy.
Oh, PETA's real gonna have a field day with this. It's like catapult some chickens across the
people
backyard.
That said catapult. Where are we getting that information? I want to know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think I saw that there was an aerial drone shot, or at least I saw somebody talk about it, though I didn't see it.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Something in the backyard.
Catapults. I don't love the catapult. I feel like Jack would be good at it.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. Yeah, I see some sort of catapult and like some sort of like white, like big white square thing that might have like different targets on it. It seems to be space themed, like planet themed. Oh, Cliff is going to be so happy.
Yes, Puya sent the image to me here. It looks okay. So people were speculating that it's like the punishment one. So it's maybe like the one where you get like you have rounds, and then the person with the lowest score in the round picks a punishment or a prize, and then you trade off.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't go a week without a punishment. So we had the poison ivy last week. Then we'll have this punishment this week. We'll have the road trip, field trip punishment next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably makes the most sense.
I think this one is pretty even, depending on the method of getting the points. You know, these catapults, they're not like super, like there's not a ton of skill to them. But I do think that, you know, people with good hand eye coordination tend to be able to do decently well. So hopefully Cliff has a good shot. I think obviously Jack Nick would have a good shot. Nick won the target thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson, you know, he played sports, right?
Like familiar with sports.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure.
I feel like Casey was very good at these sort of like hand-eye coordination things because she was mm-hmm. a football player. So we can hope. We'll see. All right. I may go live today on Twitch if we have an interesting result. We'll see. But you can find me there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and we'll hang out if there's anything to talk about. And you can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Find Liana @LianaBoris. Anything else, Liana?
Nope, I think that's it. Just waiting for the veto.
All right. Tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then Sunday, which is also tomorrow, Sunday night, for the recap, where we'll go over the HOH competition and these nominations. So that should be fun as well. All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time.